The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I consider that the sufferings of this present times are as nothing compared to the glory to be revealed for us. For creation awaits the eager expectation, the revelation of the children of God. For creation was made subject to futility, not to its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves, as we await for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that sees for itself is not hope. For what hopes for what one sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait with endurance. The word of the Lord. The Lord has done marvels for us. The Lord has done marvels for us. When the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, we were like men dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and on our tongue with rejoicing. The Lord has done marvels for us. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad indeed. The Lord has done marvels for us. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the torrents in the southern desert, that those who sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. The Lord has done marvels for us. Although they go forth weeping, carrying the seed to be sown, they shall come back rejoicing, carrying their sheaves. The Lord has done marvels for us. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It's like a mustard seed that the man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush. The birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It's like the yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour, until the whole batch of dough was leavened." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we continue, as we have in the last 2-3 weeks in the book of Romans. And here Paul starts focusing on hope. And it says about how we need to be people of hope. And what he's hoping for now is the redemption of our bodies. Our bodies will be redeemed at the end. And he says, and we hope for this. And so it got to be this theological virtue is something that we have in our life. I know in my own self, sometimes I get caught up in the situation in front of me or behind me or around me, and I'm thinking, And the Lord says, I want you to be a person of hope. That means you believe in the circumstances. You believe in me that I will make all things work together for good. Your job is to have faith in me, to hope in me, to trust in me. So we get hope by not looking at ourselves, but by trusting in the Lord. And so the thing we need to ask ourselves today is very basic. Am I a person of hope? Or am I a person of pessimism, of realism? I just, you know, whatever. And everything that comes out, I'm just negative about everything. Now, hope is more than optimism. But hope is that deep, deep sense that God is in charge and all things will work together. And you and I are called to hope in Him, to be people of hope. So let's ask for that grace this day. May you know His love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.